Anything for a Buck, launched in 2011 to take illegal guns off the streets of Escambia County, is among several stings run by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives that are now under investigation by the Justice Department.
Inspector General Michael Horowitz announced the probe last week into four ATF storefronts around the country, stemming from an article in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, written by Raquel Rutledge and John Diedrich.
We learned through sources about a storefront here in Milwaukee. The way the operation worked here in Milwaukee, it's similar to other places, is that the agents acting undercover open up a storefront with clothing and drug paraphernalia and things of this nature. But what they're really interested to do is buy guns and drugs off the street.
Diedrich adds that the Milwaukee operation ran into a series of problems.
The operation was burglarized. The lead agent had his guns stolen from the back of his vehicle, including a fully automatic machine gun, which remains unrecovered on the streets of Milwaukee. And they also didn't bust any major criminal elements or take down any gangs. They did secure convictions, but they tended to be lower-level individuals.
The investigation is also looking at stings in St. Louis and Wichita, Kansas. Undercover ATF agents, along with Escambia County Sheriff's deputies, ran a storefront operation in the Pensacola area, according to Assistant U.S. Attorney Lynn Register, in November 2011.
Over the eight-month period, these officers purchased a great deal of stolen property, over 100 drug deals where they were acquiring hydrocodone, heroin, marijuana, cocaine, oxycodone, and Xanax. There were 270 firearms that were taken off the street, principally property that had been taken in burglaries and thefts from the area.
75 Escambia and Santa Rosa County residents were arrested and charged with firearms, drug distribution, and related offenses as the result of the undercover sting. But Register said that wasn't all.
There was a whole host of stolen property also that were purchased by the undercover officers, iPhones, laptops, a television, a generator, you name it.
Register added that the volume of weapons seized ranked up there with similar operations in much larger cities.
Seattle, Washington, Atlanta, Houston, other places around the country. If you look at the number of weapons recovered compared to the population base in which the operation was run, this operation really stands out head and shoulders above the others as being per capita much more successful in terms of taking weapons from the hands of bad guys.
Reporter John Diedrich says ATF agents hired a known felon to run the storefront in Pensacola, which took the form of a pawn shop. The idea was to use him to widen the pool of potential targets and, in turn, boost arrest numbers.
And what Gary Renaud would do is tell individuals, I want to buy that gun, but, I can't really go through normal channels, kind of hinting around. And then he would say, I've got a conviction and I can't really buy guns legally. Once he says that, now anybody who sells guns to him is knowingly selling to somebody who's prohibited.
The operations in Pensacola and Milwaukee did have one common thread. ATF agents overseeing them placed a mentally challenged man at or near the center of the operations. Jeremy Norris, whose IQ was measured at 76, had no felony record.
And what happened in the case of Jeremy Norris is he had put some guns for sale in a local newspaper. The ATF agents and Gary Renaud called him. He didn't have a car, so they went to his house where he lived with his parents and his girlfriend, and they offered to buy these guns. They didn't tell him at that point that Gary Renaud was a felon. That came later.
Norris was arrested and convicted of weapons charges. Federal Judge Casey Rogers, citing his low IQ, sentenced Norris to probation. Also catching a break, according to the reporting of Diedrich and Raquel Rutledge, was Gary Renaud after the end of the sting.
He was involved in an incident outside a bar where he pointed a loaded weapon at somebody. In that case, the federal authorities picked up the case, which usually means that you're going to get a bigger sentence. But instead, the prosecutor who had used him in the Anything for a Buck operation turned out to be the prosecutor. He ended up getting 6 months in jail, but that ended up basically house arrest.
In a written statement, the Escambia County Sheriff's Office cites the DOJ press release in saying, quote, "Neither the Escambia County Sheriff's Office nor any other local agency is being investigated by the Department of Justice." End of quote. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.